సర్వభావం తిష్టంతో పశ్చాత్త భుంజానోపూర్వం ఖాదం బాలకం స్నేహ జంతుక బాలకం స్నేహ జంతుక భోజనం పాపం మూఢ భోజనం పాపం మూఢ వీర ఆగతం అంతతం నవీగ నవీగ ఆగతం అంతతం భుంజాన పూర్వం ఖాదం బాలకం స్నేహజంతిక భోజనం పాపన మూఢ నవీగ ఆగతమంతకం. సో దిస్ ఈజ్ ది జనరల్ వే ఆఫ్ లైఫ్. Everyone is engaged in this material activity, and the basic principle of material activity is grihastha family life. Family life according to basic system or anywhere is responsible life to maintain the wife, children. Everyone is engaged. They think this is only duty. To maintain the family, that is my duty. As comfortably as possible, that is my duty. One does not think that this kind of duty is performed in by animals. They are not also children, and they feel somebody is a jivan. Therefore here the word used mura. Mura means as one who is engaged in such duties. Bhujana Prabhupan Khadan. Prabhupan. Pivan means drinking, and bhujana means eating. While eating, while drinking, khadam, while chewing, chabbatasa lajjapriya. There are four kinds of it. Sometimes we chew, sometimes we eat, sometimes we swallow, and sometimes we drink. So there are four kinds of kutsa. Therefore we say, Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasad. Chaturvidha means four kinds. So we offer to the deity so many kutsa within these four categories. Something is used, something is licked up, somebody swallowed, that. So bhunjana prabhuman kharam balakam srahajanti. The father and mother takes care of the children, how to give them food stuff. We are seeing Mahārāja Yaśodā is feeding Krishna. Same thing. This is the difference. We are feeding ordinary child, which is done by cats and dogs. But Mahārāja Yaśodā is feeding Krishna. The same process. the process, there is no difference. But one is Krishna center, and the other is individual center. That is the difference. When it is Krishna center, then it is Krishna. And when it is physical center, then it is material. There is no difference between material. This is the difference. There is just like lusty desire and love, pure love. So what is the difference between lusty desire and pure love? Here, we are mixing man and woman, mixing with lusty desire. And Krishna is also mixing with the gopis. Superficially, they look the same thing. Here, what is the difference? So, this difference has been expressed by the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, what is the difference between lusty desire and love? That has been explained. He has said, Atmanya Tripti Vansha Karanam Kam. When I want to satisfy my senses, that is Kam. A Krishna Tripti Vansha Dhare Prema. And when we want to satisfy the senses of Krishna, there is love, prayer. That is divine. Here, in this material world, there is no love. Because the man and woman, they have no idea that I mix with the man. The man will satisfy desire with me. No. I will satisfy my desire. This is the basic question. The man is thinking that mixing with this woman, I will satisfy my sense desire. And the woman is thinking that by mixing with this man, I shall satisfy my desire. Therefore, it is very prominent in the Western country. As soon as there is difficulty in personal self-realization, immediately tells us. This is the psychological. Why so many divorces in this country? The root cause is that as soon as I don't find satisfaction, then I don't find. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dampattam Rajivayi. In this age, husband and wife means sex satisfaction, personal. There is no question of that we shall live together, we shall satisfy Krishna by being trained up how to satisfy Krishna. That is the consciousness of that. Don't do anything for your personal self-deliverance. Do everything for Krishna's self-deliverance. That's why the gopis, they used to go to Krishna. These gopis, they are married. Because in India, 12 years, 13 years, girls are married. Still, I've told many incidences. So, from childhood, they are friends, small children. But the girls are married early. So, they go to their husband's place, 13, 14 years. But, because they had this faith, Kappani, when they are not married, they pray to Kappani that Krishna is so beautiful. Please give me Krishna as my husband.
Krishna is not attractive. So Krishna fulfills that desire, and that is Vatsalahara. Of course, these things are not probably will be discussed, but still, you are little interested in Krishna. So all the gopis, girls, before that marriage, they pray to Karpani that you give me Krishna as my husband. So, Krishna, it is not possible socially. Krishna made such a plan that he accepted every one of them as his wife. And that is Vastrahanandi. Vastrahanandila, the girls were taking bath in the Yamuna, keeping their clothing, garments on the floor, still in India, especially in Punjab. The practice is that when the woman take bath, strictly no man can go there because they put their clothing on the floor and they dip into the water. So, this was being done and Krishna took their clothes and got up on the tree. So, they beg Krishna, their friends, Krishna, this is very bad. Why you have taken our now, you beg the clothes with folded hands, then I said, so, he has read this story not to the God. But the idea is that you wanted me, Paraguru, as your husband. Now I am fulfilling your desire. I am seeing you naked. Because a woman can be naked only before the husband. Nowhere else. This is tested. A woman cannot be naked anywhere else, just like in the class naked dance, in the small about. Woman can be naked only before the husband. That will be explained. Your Brahman was well trained as a Brahmana, but one day while he was coming home with the ingredients of worshipping the deity, he saw one Shudra embracing another Shudra bird, embracing, kissing, because they have no shame. No Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya will do that. It is not ethical. But because it is Shudra, now it is everywhere you can see. This embracing, kissing, open to everyone. The young man, seeing this, how he can restrain, take his lusty desire. It is not possible. Kavidu is so fallen. He's a young man, sees another young man, he's enjoying, he's another young girl, naturally his lusty desires and given. So this is a forbidden, therefore, still in some places is forbidden. That you cannot, India is strictly forbidden. There is no such thing. In the public space, the young man can embrace that peace. No. That is not possible. Then it is a criminal. Like that, a young boy can dare to speak with another young man on his street. It is criminal. He will again immediately protect. That is the incivility. So, the whole civilization is how to restrict the sex desire. Because, why restrict that? Because the sex desire and sex life will keep him within this material world in different bodies. Either as human beings or as animal, or as bird, or as insect. So long there will be this sex desire. To become free, to become liberated means to become liberated from sex desire. This is the basic principle. Not that is Tantra Yoga, how to increase sex desire. This is not civilization. Civilization is how to cut down sex desire and ultimately become free for once. That is civilization according to Vedic culture. Therefore the training from the very beginning is brahmacharya. And brahmachari is in a structure in such a way that remains brahmachari throughout the whole life. A brahmachari is open to accept either as girasasam or vanaprasasam or sannyasasam, but the guru advises better remain also brahmachari. No bothers. So he said properly, but still if he has desire, then he is allowed to become a grihastha. That is also for a limited time. The whole plan is how to stop. Because as soon as he hears that he was not properly married, he became the husband of a prostitute, but there are 10 children, but he is entangled with the family, with children, and now he is engaged. Bhajana, Prabhupam, Khalam, Balapam, Srihadam, Tikam, Vana Pranada, Patrapatrach Vija. Pumshan, Sriyami, Sribhava, Minta. With whole, what is this word? Nachidalva. The Nachidalva means sex desire. Welcome. The old man is hunting after man, and the man is hunting after woman. Either in human society, a bird society, a beast society, a dog society, a cat society, the principle is sex. And the human society means to understand this, that what is the basic principle of material life? If you understand, it's sex. Therefore, we have to cut down the sex desire gradually by becoming brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. This is the process. Otherwise, if I do not know what is the cause of my material bondage, then how can I take remedy? This is the call. Pavishan, Sriyami, Sriyami, Tat. The desire is there. As soon as one is grown up, reaching youth full time, the sex desire is very strong. Very strong. So they will like a man, a boy finds out a girl finds out a boy. There is a unite and there is sex. And as soon as there is sex, then there is bondage. Immediately. Pamsam, Sriyami, Sanivavami, Tat, Karoda Nisham. As soon as we unite, then the illusion becomes very tight, very strong. As soon as one is married or unmarried, generally speaking married, then he wants apartment. About Griha, Griha means apartment. So long he remains brahmachari, there is no need of apartment. He can die and lie down on the street. But as soon as they join together, immediately apartment. Griha. Then how to maintain the apartment? Then we must have land, because formerly there was no industry. Everyone must produce his own food by killing the tree. So, to produce food, he must have some land. The land was available, still available, one can produce. But they have left that process of livelihood. They are taking the industry. So, apart, griha, customer apartment, then kshetra. Kshetra means agricultural land. Then some capital, apart, griha, kshetra. Then, as soon as you're married, at least one wants some child, children. Apart, griha, kshetra, sutra, after, if you have got very nice apartment and good condition of living, then invite some friends. Please come and see. I'm happy living. And Anakaran, bondage. Anakaran. Because if you are opulent, you have to show your friends. Otherwise, you are very opulent. If your friends do not come and say, oh, you are so wonderful, yeah, you have got such a nice wife, nice apartment, wonderful. Because in the Kaliji Rama, this is wonderful. Everything is mentioned, sir. Dakham kutumma bharanam. If one can maintain one wife and some children, he is most expert. Forget Krishna, here is it. Dakham means expert. Oh, he's expert. How is maintaining? And when I first came, I met one elderly lady, she had a son. So, as Indian, I asked, oh, why didn't you get your son married? She replied, I have no objection. If he can maintain a wife, I have no objection. That means to maintain a wife is a very big job. In your country, I have seen it. Of course, when you talk, we must talk freely. But it's fact. Formerly, in our father's age, they used to come to foreign countries and they thought it is a great luck to possess one wise one. Yes. They are thinking that. So all the students who used to come to England for higher studies, and naturally you carry one white elephant. They used to say, it is not my coin was, they used to say, to maintain the European wife, it is maintaining quite well. So anyway, we have got so many white elephants. So this is the way. Atta griha kshetra sutra atta friends. Also was lamenting. My dear Krishna, you are asking me to fight with my relatives, then suppose I become victorious and they are killed, then whom I shall show the kingdom? That was his objection. If everyone is killed on the other side, my friends and relatives, and suppose I become victorious, then whom I shall show? My question. So, after, sutra, atat griha, khetra, sutra, after, and vitta, and money. So this one after another. First wife, then apartment, then field, or agriculture, then friends, then children, and then money, bank balance. In this way, he does not know. He is becoming entangled more and more. Atat griha kshetra sutra apta vitta janasya mohayam. He is thinking that now everything is settled up and I am very happy. And next day death comes and kicks him out, get out. That he does not understand. That he does not understand. That any moment they can come and kick me out of all these arrangements. And then we know. That is foolishness. So here, you have bhojans, prayana mura, navira agatam antatam. Because I see your soul. So, you are busy in maintaining the family, children, everything, but you never thought that death will come all of a sudden, without waiting for my settled element. That is the eighth wonder. This question was asked by Dharmaraj to Yudhishthira Maharaj. So, what are the wonders? Wonderful one. What is that? So he said, this is the most wonderful thing. What is that? Aham yahami darshanti lokani jama mandiram. Every moment you see that somebody is going to the court of Jamara, that means death. That is our experience, everything. Aham yahami lokani darshanti jama mandiram. Sisasu sutamichanti. Sisa, who is not yet dead, is still alive. He thinks, I will never die. While your friend is dying, that's all right, but I will. Your father is dying, no, he's still alive. Sisa sutamichanti, sumahastasam apapala. This is the most wonderful thing that we have experienced. That my father is dead, my father's father is dead, so I shall also die, my sons will die. Who will stay here? Where is this family for instance and survival of the fetus? He never thinks of it. This is a wonder. Thank you. Yeah.